Good morning. The latest Arctic front is heading through western and central New York this morning. It has a round of light flurries and snow showers along with it, which will be passing through from time to time, especially for the first half of the day today. It is blustery and cold outside, and when that Arctic front passes through, it will only get colder. Preceding the front, temperatures by lunchtime will push up into the lower 20s on average before dropping back into the teens for the second half of the day. Winds at times behind the front will gust over 20 or even 30 miles per hour, only adding to the chill. The winds will relax tonight, and with a temporary area of high pressure building in, skies will be partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop all the way down towards zero, and some places will be around 10 below zero by early tomorrow morning. Another Arctic front will head our way for tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. We'll have a period of light snow in the middle of the afternoon. Out ahead of the front, the southerly wind will increase and push temperatures into the lower 20s. Then, when the wind flips around to the west, it becomes gusty again as readings drop. Back down to zero tomorrow night. And high pressure will keep it sunny on Friday, but very cold, with highs staying in the teens to only around 20. A weak disturbance will pass through on Saturday with a chance for some light snow showers dusting the ground in the upper 20s. Then, on Sunday, another storm system will head our way along a stalled front. A wave of low pressure along that front will produce some light snow showers late in the day on Wednesday, but the brunt of this system will come through on Monday and Tuesday of next week with a better chance of snow and temperatures again in the middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings have been issued for parts of central Minnesota for today and tonight. Very strong winds are expected today and will continue tonight as colder air moves in. Wind gusts between 35 and 50 miles per hour are expected across the area due to the very deep snowpack. Widespread blowing snow is expected, which could lead to drifts on roadways exceeding 3 feet in open locations. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of the Mid-Atlantic region, including Baltimore and Washington, D.C. A weak disturbance is passing through this region this morning, and 1 to 2 inches of snow will fall, which may have an effect on commuters and travelers through these locations. And Arctic air continues to spill into the northern tier of the country. Wind chill advisories are out from the Dakotas eastward across most of Minnesota and most of the Midwest, including Chicago. In these locations, wind chill values could be as low as 35 below zero. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Pirassununga, Brazil, at 1:10 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/6 of a mile visibility in fog, 9 below zero with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 54 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 4, the humidity 61%, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach, and Miami, all in Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Longville and Fauston in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy, snow showers in the lower 30s, Boston partly sunny and windy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 25 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 18, that's 10 degrees below normal. 0.2 of an inch of snowfall yesterday, the monthly total now 27.9 inches, which is 16.8 inches above normal, and 65.0 inches for the season, which is 19.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 63 set in 1976, and the record low 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the teens. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy and cold today with snow showers, highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows near 0. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with flurries and snow showers, highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 below to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, a period of light snow in the afternoon, lower 20s. Sunny and cold Friday, teens to around 20. A chance of light snow showers Saturday in the upper 20s. More snow showers possible Sunday, mid-20s. And more snow possible on Monday and Tuesday with highs both days in the middle 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.